This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 163 for Tuesday, November 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Tuesday morning, building on the gains made yesterday. The January canola contract rises $6.90 at $709.20 per ton, and the March contract adds $7.20 at $712.10 per ton. Global crude oil prices are pushing upward and spilling over into the vegetable oils. Chicago soybeans and soy oil are tracking higher, while European rapeseed is making small gains. However, Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy meal dip back a little. Stat Canada is set to publish its survey-based production report on Monday. In September, Stat Can pegged canola output for this year at 17.37 million tons. One analyst says it's very likely the production figure will increase for canola, given the better-than-expected yields across the prairies. In the meantime, StatCan reports farm cash receipts of $72.5 billion are up 7.9% for the first 9 months of 2023. Total crop receipts rise 12.1% at $41.4 billion. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 73.61 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 73.41. In a final crop progress report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for 2023, it places the corn harvest at 96% complete as of November 26th, virtually on par with the five-year average. Also, winter wheat emerged, reaches 91%, slightly ahead of the average pace. The crop rates 50% good to excellent, up 2 points on the week. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor is keeping soybean production for Brazil at 158 million tons and 50 million for Argentina. As for corn, Brazil remains at 121 million tons and Argentina at 52 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday morning. The January contract gains 8.5 cents at $13.38 per bushel. January soy oil advances 1.06 cents at 52.12 cents per pound, but January soy meal dips 30 cents at $436.30 per short ton. Corn is down as its March contract loses 3 cents at $4.72 per bushel. Oats are higher with its March contract up 6 cents at $3.86. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago March sheds 2 cents at $5.59. Kansas City March bumps up 2 cents at $5.98, and Minneapolis March rises 4 cents at $7.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.